Hamlet of Tillery Dale Wheatley. My motion is for deferral at this time.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2016-10, Hamlet of Tillery Dale Wheatley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2016-13, Barry N. Koch and Diane J. Koch.
Mr. Chairman, we had no legal counsel to review the covenants HOA restrictions, so we're going to have to leave the record open for that review and opinion. And there was some question raised, and there we have an exhibit here that was left regarding the rights for use of the easements, and I'm not sure how to address that issue.
So you perhaps want to defer to get legal advice?
I'm thinking that's the best thing to do.
Okay.
And I'll make sure that that gets transmitted either to me or staff to one of the other attorneys. So.
Okay. Okay. Since I chair the meeting, Mr. Burton, would you mind making?
Considering 2016-13, Barry N. Koch and Diane J. Koch, my motion is for deferral for legal counsel.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2013-16, Barry N. Koch and Diane J. Koch, in order to receive legal counsel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And let the record show the motion carried 4-0, with the chairman not voting because he did not participate in the public hearing. Okay, then.
Three.
Oh, I'm sorry. Three. Yeah. We're a person down. Sorry. We're a person
the ghost
down.
Of Mike is
I
here.
I know. Yeah. Three to zero. Three. Okay. Moving on to our additional business discussion regarding the comprehensive plan. Ms. Cornwell, do you want to give us a little brief update, and then we'll ask some questions, perhaps?
Absolutely. The first round of public meetings was held over from September 26th through October 5th. We had 86 attendees in Lewis, 34 attendees in Millsboro, 14 attendees in Seaford, 34 attendees in Georgetown, and 24 attendees in Millville. As part of the exercise, there was a post-it note exercise, and we received 856 post-its. This afternoon, I did receive, they were all typed and put into an Excel spreadsheet based on topic and location. So I will be sending that out as well as soon as I can get that out. And we also received this afternoon the summary of the conservation focus groups that were also held on the 26th. Staff notes that the survey is still open, and there are surveys in the back of the room. It's also online at sussexplan.com, and it will be open through the 21st. It was sent to the libraries for them to send out to have out for people to consider. And that is all that I have at the moment. Thank you.
How many surveys have been completed?
I know two were mailed in, and I don't believe we'll have the final number until the survey closes.
I noticed that at the meetings, there were people at the computers from time to time, so hopefully we're getting a few.
I believe there were a good number of people utilizing the computers, and I know several people walked out with the paper copy, and we had two come in today that were mailed in.
Okay. It sounds like you just got the summaries of the post-it notes, so I don't want to like a full breakdown on that yet, because it sounds like we're going to get that. But could you get a feel? Did they all sort of fall into general categories, you know?
So we had 186 for transportation, 166 for land use, 148 for conservation, 28 for economic development, 25 for community design, 33 for housing, 34 for recreational and open space, 32 for intergovernmental coordination, 18 for historic preservation, 21 for capital improvements, and 35 for utilities. So those were the total number of post-its for each item and category. So that's what we have.
Okay. That's interesting. I just was wondering how they broke down. That's all. Yeah.
Some people attended several meetings.
Yeah.
And we don't know if they were putting duplicate post notes or whether they were came back for something new.
Vote early and often.
It was funny, too, because
they might fill out 25 surveys.
Walk into a couple of the meetings, especially last week's, and there was a lot of people there when you walked in. But then, we're up until 7, but about 6 o'clock, it dwindled down to maybe one or two, and nobody came in. Was it Lewis? One person came in at about 5 minutes to seven, or 10 minutes to seven, maybe. That was about the only late comer we had in any of the five meetings.
Mm-hmm. And we also note that the Seaford one was probably a little light due to the downpour, the torrential downpour that day. But we thank the 14 people that showed up that day, because that was a very rainy day. I also want to let you know that I did email out the comments that we had received via email from the website from the 26th of August through, I believe it was Monday. I can tell you we've received at least 14 more in the last 2 days. And they all referred to needs for recreation facilities for pickleball. Every single one of them was referenced the need for pickleball facilities. Yes.
Become quite the rage. I remember the first public hearing where somebody wanted to put in a pickleball court in the menu.
Dan's probably soliciting for those comments.
And everybody kind of looked.
Get a pickleball.
What in the world is pickleball? You know, and now it's just exploded.
That's right.
So.
I think you have to get pickled and then do something.
Yeah. So the next time I compile a good chunk of comments, you will see that in the last 2 days we had a number of pickleball comments.
What's the next step in all this?
The next step is the consultant is, again, they're going to start looking for, you know, the same comments. If we're hearing the same thing over and over again, you know, maybe we should be looking at that a little bit more. They're going to, right now they just typed everything up. They're going to go look through everything, kind of analyze it. Because, again, we got 856 Post-it notes. Some of those Post-it notes had multiple comments on them. So we actually received more comments. So they're just going to go through the comments and kind of sort the comments based on, in this transportation, what were people looking for, and break them up and go, okay, this falls into this idea, this falls into that idea. So
when though, and I think that's totally appropriate, it's good to have that information, but so the next step, it seems to me, having gone through this comp plan process before, is at some point M&T needs to come back to the county and the commission and say, okay, we've got this information, what do you commission want to do with it? When's that happening? You know, I mean,
probably late this year, early next year. Because it's going to take them some time to get some things looked at.
I would like them to accelerate that a little
bit.
And I'll tell you why. I met with Mr. Lawson yesterday for an extended period, and Mr. Robertson was there for that meeting as well. And we discussed the need and the benefit of having a joint workshop with the commission and county council. And in fact, we even identified a day for that, which was November 15th. Now, I would not expect them to have everything by then, but I would like for them to be at least somewhat ready to talk about where do we go from here, okay? And I think it's important to have that discussion as soon as we can and to have it with those two bodies. It'll be a joint workshop. It'll be a public meeting. We won't be taking public testimony, but it will be necessarily.
I don't think so. No, that's not the plan.
But it will be an opportunity for us to share a lot of information and thoughts with each other. One of the concerns that I have about the process is that we don't know what each other knows. Okay, we don't know what each other knows. A good example of that would be, and only because I happen to be acquainted with him, the Delaware Electric Co-op. The president of the co-op is someone that I happen to know, and I know that they have done an extensive amount of work with broadband and so on. And I know that Mr. Lawson is aware of this, but I don't know that everybody else knows that Mr. Lawson is aware of this and the part that the county's played in that and so on. And that's just one example of where we need to make sure that we're all communicating, that everybody knows what everybody else knows or doesn't know, and that way we can get some direction and make sure that people who have you know, information that could be valuable to us, get it all on the table. And I think we can all get in one room here as soon as reasonably possible and talk about some of those things and try to develop some, you know, some direction from here. We have this body of information. I would like them to study it, organize it, and perhaps be ready to comment on it, you know, by the time we have that workshop. And that might be a tall order, but then that's why they get the big bucks. So,
I think we got to have that.
We've got a month. We've got a month.
First. Huh? I mean, I wanted some time to, I don't want to walk in and say, oh,
well, you're not. You should have the comments.
Hopefully tomorrow. Worst case, Monday.
Sticky note comments?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is the deal. We want that information, and this was the discussion we had, to be disseminated as soon as possible. It sounds like it's going to start coming momentarily. And then 30 days from now, more or less, we'll have a meeting where we can begin to at least all kind of try to agree on what a direction and what the direction is going to be, next steps are going to be.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've heard from several commissioners and certainly, you know, going through the process myself, I think what there's sort of an overall concern is that at what stage of this, which is coming up soon, does M&T get information from commissioners of the commission about this is what we want this comp plan to look like? You know, we've got the existing plan. Are we satisfied with that? Or what do we want to change in that plan or whatever? I think that's one of those significant milestones that we just don't know when that's going to happen, you know?
Well,
and we don't want either one of us to get off in a direction that's not consistent.
And I think that if we have this workshop early, we may still not have the answer to that question before that meeting, but we may have the answer to that question as to when, you know, after that meeting or at that meeting, we can make a decision about how that's going to be done. And how
right. I don't expect to have that question answered by that meeting.
No,
that's
a big
question.
But the question will be asked then, and everyone will. I think there's a great benefit to getting everybody in the same room and talking about it. Another point that I think is important to point out, that there's been we've all had a fair amount of concern over the fact that this has been touted as being a brand new plan. Well, it'll certainly be a brand new plan, but the old plan, the current plan, is certainly going to be a reference document. There are good things in the current plan that need to be preserved, and I think everybody gets that. And I, at this point, I can't imagine that M&T is going to write a new plan without having the old plan in front of them somewhere on their desk and to refer to and so on. And we can refer to it because we're the ones who. Some of us had a hand in creating that plan, and we know what the positive items are that need to be preserved, and we can share those with the...
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to what I was saying about the direction to M&T. You all are the ones in staff that know from that plan what's worked and what's hasn't,
exactly.
And what's created issues and what hasn't created issues. And at some point, now that we've had those meetings and M&T's getting up to speed on things, there should be that conversation, you know, okay, we've had these issues when plans have come in and I don't think this works as well as it should,
no.
You know, and that's, there's gotta be that coming together to get
and
that
I
rolling.
I think that the council shares a lot of the same concerns we have, we just haven't had the opportunity to express them to each other. And I think that's the purpose, one of the purposes of this meeting. So mark your calendars, please. That looks like the date that seemed to work was November 15th. Not sure of the time or place yet, but, and this may even be news to, you know, but anyway, that's
probably the West Complex.
That's one of the concerns I've had with the open houses is that, and even in the focus groups, we have not clearly connected the current comprehensive plan and the current elements of the comprehensive plan as benchmarks to what we like or dislike about it. And it worries me that the post-it notes that were put up, and I went to every one of the open houses, and I just hung around a while to allow post-it notes to be posted. And then I just read a few randomly, not all of them by any means. to just get a feel for whether they were relative to the discussion or not. And to be frank about it, I think it was a little bit like pin the post-it on the comp plan. Because a lot of people don't understand the difference between what the comp plan does and what ordinance does. They don't understand what the comp plan currently is doing within the different elements and what those elements' intent or purpose are. And for that reason, you know, we had comments that were posted that might be relevant if we, you and I, look at them just as a comment, but they were posted on the conservation element and they weren't relative to that at all or their code. And it worries me that we may have missed an opportunity to educate the public as to what it is we're actually working on. So I'm concerned about that. Did the focus groups, did they get the notes yet? Have they been, the notes from those focus groups been mailed to the focus groups?
I believe the original ones may have. I have to triple check. I haven't looked at it for a while. And again, I just received the conservation ones this afternoon, so I haven't even had a chance to look at them yet.
Well, I contacted a couple of people that were on the list, and they said they had not received the notes from the focus group that participated.
I'll make sure that's taken care of.
Well, and they should receive those notes first before the commission gets them. I think we discussed this earlier. And the reason for that is twofold. Number one, we want to make sure that, you know, we captured what they actually intended to say, so there wasn't any oversight or, you know, we just didn't hear what they said, heard it differently. So we want to make sure the notes are accurate, reflective of the conversation. And two, the people that attended those meetings, that's the only thing they get out of it, is the report, and know that, hey, they captured our comments and they've been forwarded to the commission. At least we didn't attend the meeting, we heard nothing from it. So it's important that they get those notes, and in the conservation meeting, it's important they get them before we get them, so that if there's any changes, they're changed before we read them. We're not reading misinformation. In the conservation work group, which I attended both sessions, you know, I was disappointed that there was no introduction into what the current conservation element does and says as a preface to whatever the conversation might be. I think McCormick and Taylor did a good job of leading the discussion, but it was not focused on what we're doing right or wrong within the current comp plan and what we'd like to see changed. It was more of a conversation, you know, that you might have in a restaurant. And because of that lack of focus, we're not getting the valuable input that we could be getting reference to what we want to change. That's what we're trying to do, update our plan or change our plan. Some things are going to be looked at favorably, some things may not. We need to identify those. And we've missed an opportunity through these first, what, 6-7 months of our process to do two things: educate the public about what it is the plan means and is doing, make sure they understand at least some of the bullets, highlights of what the plan is doing now with each of the elements, and then ask that question, what would you change in this element, so it's more specific, and then we get meaningful information rather than pin the post-it on the board. So I'm disappointed in that, and I think we'll have to work our way through it as a commission, but I think the public has not been given a full and good opportunity to provide understanding and meaningful input from a perspective of knowing what they're commenting on. What's the action plan on the municipalities? What are we doing with those?
I went to SCAT last Friday and met with about a dozen of the towns. Told them that, you know, we wanted to contact them because we wanted to hear from them how, you know, we can help them. We were looking at doing maybe a survey just so we could get general ideas of what their concerns are. They've all asked that we pretty much all asked that we contact them via email and send them a survey. I don't believe anybody wanted to do an in-person sit-down meeting, and I'll be going out again to reach the rest of the towns that were not at that meeting.
Well, are we going to have a really good understanding of the interest of nearby property owners and annexation into those municipalities, or the desire of municipalities to annex and what their sewer and water capacities are, and where areas that they have no intention of reaching out with sewer and water but need sewer and water via the county or private?
Again, that's all identified in all of their comprehensive plans, and we have copies, and McCormick Taylor has copies of all of their comprehensive plans, so they will be utilizing that as part of that. And if I know Town of South Bethany was at one of the last meetings and actually handed me a copy of their comprehensive plan. So I have that and I'm reviewing it. Engineering's reviewing that, and they had a copy, so that was given to McCormick Taylor. We're also going to, you know, reach out to the rest of the towns that, you know, they're in between their comprehensive plan. So again, we want to hear from them how, you know, the county can help them and make sure that our plan is reflecting what they want to see their town look like.
Well, there's going to be areas where we rub fenders.
Yes.
And, you know, those areas are where we have an adjacent growth zone. Sewer and water is needed, but the town, either the people in that area don't want to be annexed, or the town doesn't have the sewer and water capacity to annex. Yet we need to run sewer and water there, and that's where we start pumping, like in Lewis. You know?
Well, I think we can identify those situations. That's part of the reason they're reviewing the complaints for the towns. You know, we always get into this whenever we get into the intergovernmental coordination thing. It's always tough because the towns all have an interest in what's happening on the other side of their line, on the other side of the border, but we're the ones that have jurisdiction on the other side. So,
well, my point is that, you know, that's our future land use element, and that's where we start. That's a foundation of our comp plan, right? Because our growth areas are adjacent to those municipal incorporated areas, and that future land use element is the foundation of our comp plan. And so we need to make sure that we have a very clear understanding of those issues and what their intents are. And the sooner the better, because that's basically our starting point. I noticed on the website that the plan is running to 2045, and that date was chosen, and I'm reading from the website, to be consistent with other long-range planning efforts taking place in the county. Can you tell me what those long-range planning efforts are? Because 2045 is not in the 10-year cycle.
Well, no. A comprehensive plan never looks at the next 10 years. The comprehensive plan is a long-range plan. It's just good for 10 years, and then you go back and like, oh, what's worked, what hasn't, you know, and you plan for the future. The 2045 came from the Salisbury-Wacomico MPO transportation plan. They go out to 2045. And when we were talking to DLDOT, they are working on their long-range transportation plan, and it's going out to 2045. So, and I did bring this to the commission going, it seemed to make sense that all three plans, since we already have a lot of transportation plans going out to 2045, that the county's plan could look at the year 2045 as we move forward.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they finished the 1970 transportation plan, but that's a whole different issue. I had asked for the scope of work and deliverables of the contract McCormick and Taylor. I still haven't received it. Is there any way possible we can get a copy of the scope of work and deliverables?
Just to answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, it's been approved by, you know, I'm assuming, county council.
It's got to be a public record.
Yeah, it'll be a public
record.
Yeah,
shouldn't be a problem to get it, should it? Okay.
I'd just like to know who's responsible for what, so I know whose bell to ring when I'm not happy with something, or if I am happy with something. You know, at this juncture, I'm a little disappointed in our outreach to the public. I think we could have done it better and gotten better input. We'll have another swing at that during the public hearings of the draft.
Well, that's the good news, is that it's still early in the process, so whatever shortcomings we've identified, we still have time to fix.
I would suggest in going forward that the commission has not set its 2017 agenda yet. And I would suggest that instead of us trying to squeeze these things in into the wee hours of the night or at the last whistle of horn blows, that we start to schedule maybe two afternoon sessions a month or something like that.
We actually talked about that yesterday in our meeting with Todd, about the idea and the notion that we're going to need some extra meetings.
We started in February. So. And went through the end of May. I think June is the timeline to have, you know, a draft for public hearings or whatever,
right,
for that first round. That still was a lot of work to do in just eight meetings.
There's
10 elements to the comp plan.
I would like for us to see the draft before the draft is actually issued. That's what I think.
I'd like to see us go through it element by element,
instead of having a hand in creating creating the draft.
Yeah, and if we start in the afternoons, special sessions or special meetings, and try to get through the 10 elements in the 4 to 6 meetings, then we've actually devoted a good amount of attention to each element, and then right. we'll have the draft at the end of that. Mm-hmm. If we wait until April or May to look at 10 elements, then, you know, I can only sit on my brain for so many hours before comprehension quits. So, you know, I just think that we need to give that more attention.
And that goes back to a point that I'd raised early on in this with McCormick Taylor. The elements, they all relate, but some relate to others more than others do. Like land use relates to probably like economic development, for example. And probably, was it wastewater? There's water. Like wastewater and water, for example, that's one that McCormick and Taylor with county engineering can be working on. Are they starting to charge ahead on some of these that are more what I'll call technical in nature with the elements?
Right now, they're just going to look at the comments that were received, because the next round of public meetings, right. you know,
like
is going to...
I guess my point is on that, but like the comments, nobody's talking about, you know, where our growth areas for sewer are and sewer capacity and plan expansion and coordination with the private utilities. I mean, it seems like some of these we can get them going on, you know. So to Marty's point, we're not looking at 10 in May, you know. Some of them we may be able to look at in February.
Well, I think it might be worth having a discussion with them about scheduling, setting some milestones as to when certain pieces of this will be done, because both Vince and Marty have an excellent point. You don't want it to all come at one time in May. We want to get this, you know, metered out to us so we have a chance to be looking at something. We could be looking at this element while they're still working on another element. But
it was definitely explained to them that it wasn't going to be all at once. It was going right. to be, you know, okay. one at a time.
Sure. Yeah.
So
I think there's like a, is it what, I've looked at it so much, they start running together, but like there's a historic preservation element or something like mm-hmm. that.
There's a community design, there's a historic preservation.
And, you know, those can start going.
That's right. And then, as Marty pointed out, if we have meetings on a periodic basis that we can coordinate with the availability of those elements in a draft form, then, you know, then we have a process that's going to work pretty well, I think.
I mean, I don't want to speak for you all, but it seems like there's some of those can go forward with less direct involvement from the commission and more
yes.
on the back end than yeah. some of the others that need a lot more involvement from the commission on the front end.
Right.
It just seems to me, I'm not
right.
trying to direct it instead of you guys, but just trying to keep it moving.
Okay.
So we're not stuck to Marty's point.
One second. I kind of agree with Marty on the missed educational factor of what this comp plan is, because and what it really does. Because in my new occupation of knocking on doors, nobody knows what they can. They say the words, but then when I ask them questions,
well.
They're off over here. And I think having some kind of a message that says, this is what we're looking for. And I think it would be really helpful.
Do we have that on the website?
Yes, the website actually does say what a comprehensive plan is.
I think that information's available to people. And I think anyone who is interested enough to come out to a comp plan meeting probably has some understanding of what the comp plan really is and what the intention of it is.
100%.
Well, when you're knocking on doors, I understand, because I've been there, okay? So I know a little bit about that, and I'll see you after class about that. But for people who come to a comp plan meeting, they probably know what the comp plan is, because, I mean, I didn't interview them, but maybe you did. Maybe you asked them at the door.
This is the thing, is trying to define, to help people understand the difference between ordinance, which is the meat and potatoes of the AR zone or HR or whatever, and not the comp plan.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just not bothered as much by it as you guys are, because I don't care which board they put their comment on. I just want to have their comment, because most people are not going to be overly technical. They're going to say, I'm worried about jobs, I'm worried about traffic, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that. you know, and it's a sticky note, so you really can't write a paragraph. You're writing four or five sentences, and the whole purpose of that is to just find out what people's concerns are. I don't know.
Well, Bob, when you ask the question of what do you love about Sussex County, why don't you ask them whether they like nighttime or daytime? It's such a general question that you're going to get a very general and non-specific comment.
I don't disagree that some of it was a little bit on the fluffy side. I mean, asking a question like that, I get all that. I'm just not sure what else we can do, but if there's something else we can do, then we still have time to do it, is my point. It's really, it's not late in the game, but we do need a game plan, and that's why I wanted to get everybody together as soon as we could and iron out some of these very issues that you're talking about while we still have time to address them. You know, that's what I'm hoping comes out of this meeting that we're going to have on the 15th.
Did you listen to the sign ordinance debate yesterday, too?
Oh, well, you know, that is what it is. I certainly hope that that this process is different than that. But is there anyone from the public who would like to speak regarding the Sussex County new plan for 2018?
Come on, Connie, you got something you want to say?
Anybody else?
You can hand the gavel over to somebody so you can see.
All right, then. Anything else for the good of the order?
What do you think?
I haven't banged it yet. You better sit back down. You better sit back down.
You just be one short.
Yeah, thanks. We're adjourned.